The case was set for this morning at the Bexar County Courthouse, but now Northside is requesting a federal hearing. Spokesman Pascal Gonzalez says the district's attorneys felt that this was the proper avenue due to the plaintiff's constitutional violation claims.
They certainly believe that it's a violation of their constitutional right. We have a different opinion, and we'll let the judicial process work.
The John Jay High School student, Andrea Hernandez, refuses to wear the ID on religious claims. The district offered her an ID without the chip, which she also refused, so Northside told her she'd be moved to her old campus of Taft. She filed a restraining order, it was granted, and she's now back at Jay. The Hernandez family's attorney, John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, says the request for a federal judge was a tactical move by the district.
Obviously, the judge we had already ruled in our favor, so they were going back before the same judge who had already seen the issues and saw that Andrea had been discriminated against and her constitutional rights had been violated.
Whitehead says he believes the case could head to the Supreme Court. Northside first began requiring students to wear the IDs on October 9th as a way of taking attendance and keeping track of students. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.